Weekdays, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
Welcome along, folks. Yeah, it is the 'twas the podcast before the Christmas podcast.
Oh, this is our second last one, right?
Yeah, yeah. Only one more of these before the big, fat, jolly so-and-so rolls into town.
Yeah, yeah.
And but then, enough about me.
There's enough about all of us. We're all going to town.
Yeah. So, yeah. But it's weird because you were saying, like, normally when we do the show, right, the standard radio show, not that there's anything standard about it. In fact, anybody related to radio normally disowns it, but that's not the point. Normally when we do it, right, obviously PJ goes in search of content, entertaining content, to bring the listeners. And we always used to say that summertime was a terrible time because it's like there's no news. It's like things just stop or whatever. God bless you. Oh, too late. He's not going to see Christmas, folks. That's the end of it now.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
That's the end of it. Look at that. He's literally copping out before Christmas. Anyway.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry, sorry. I didn't know what was going on. That's because I can't even say Christmas without feeling sick. That's what that is. That's what it actually is. And what Jim is making a point about, and he's right about, is always summer comes, the summer holidays come. There's no news. It's so hard to find material to talk about. Thankfully, I have a disastrous life, and it's easy to just throw that into the mix. But when it comes to Christmas, I'm never going to complain about the summer again because there's nothing in the news. There's nothing. Every day you come in, what's going on in the world? It's all jingle, jangle, jolly, jazzy shite about stupid Christmas and stuff.
There's literally not a story. Because normally,
honestly,
you get a weird survey or you get a thing or what. Everything has been...
Everything
literally from end of November, it's just been a Christmas fest.
Honestly, I opened up the news today and here's... You flick through. Right, okay, first of all, we're not going to do world politics. Because
no.
We're literally, this whole show is about... It's okay to wake up in the morning. Turns out it isn't. Turns out it isn't.
Why? Because of Christmas.
Christmas. Because so all you get is, so here's what the list of, like, the last couple of days is. Top 10 Christmas gifts people didn't want. Nope, not doing that. Okay. Stresses of Christmas and how we get through it. Nope, not doing that. Then it's like, our Christmas traditions that we no longer sort of hold on to.
Yeah.
Oh my, it's like, it's just one after the other.
There's no escaping it.
Things we're looking forward to. The people we don't see at Christmas that we used to see. Things, you're like, I couldn't give a rat's riddling.
Do you know what's going to end up happening,
about
right?
Any of this.
The way this, the world is going to stop existing in four seasons, right? You're going to end up losing out on sort of winter, spring, summer, and autumn. You're going to just end up, you're going to have Christmas. You'll have Easter, I suppose, maybe.
Yeah.
Summer holidays. And back to Christmas.
And
in fact,
it.
That's only fucking three.
That's only three. So we've lost the season.
Actually,
already
I suppose for you, you'd have a small Halloween in there.
Yeah, well, yeah. Like
you might get a week out of that.
Maybe 2 days, probably, yeah. Because it's just like, because it gets squashed in between all the arseholery of, you know, even before Halloween.
So that'll be the new seasons. The new seasons will be Christmas, Easter, summer holidays, Halloween.
Halloween for a day, and that's it. Into Christmas again. It's such a pain in the shite. It really is. It's a fucking do in my head. This year more than ever. It's really, really, like, it's oppressive at this stage.
Because you've actually got a lot to do.
I've so much to do.
At least you, in the past, you used to be able to hate, you personally, you used to be able to hate Christmas and ignore it. Just kind of do nothing
just
about it.
Just do nothing about it.
But since the kids have arrived and everything.
Leave yous at it. You know, leave yous at it. Go out, harm yourselves with this nonsense if you want to. If you want to go out and do it, I don't care.
But since the kids have arrived, you've had to immerse yourself and do things with presents
and
travel.
They don't know anything. They don't know anything. They're morons. When you're 4 months old, you're a moron. You don't know anything. They don't know it's Christmas. They don't know, but you still have to do everything for us.
This is going to make their memory box one fucked up thing, that's for sure. Well, when you were really small, your dad was on the radio. Here's what he said about you.
You're morons. You won't always be.
You know, when people record those things for their kids, for when you're older.
Oh, Americans. I want you to know that even though you didn't know this was the love... And we had to put it in.
This is a video to be given to them on their 18th birthday.
You morons! No, you won't.
This
always
was a special podcast. Podcast was the things we did back in the old days.
Yeah, back in the day, it was
and
like
this was your daddy talking on it.
Morons, and like, and you won't always be. I know you won't. And in 2 years or 3 years, it's going to be beautiful, magical, incredible. Not for me, but for you. And we'll do our best for you. I swear.
Yeah.
Because we love you, and all.
Yeah.
But let's face it, you don't know what the fuck's going on yet.
And
everybody has to do the dance anyway.
At the moment, you're a cost, basically,
just,
on the bottom line. That's the issue here, right?
I just bought a hoodie for your man, and you want to see the size? I'd get into it. How are you supposed to get that to a four-month-old? He'd actually fit in the hood.
Again, can I just point
and the
out...
the smell of it.
That's
whatever
less
factory it came out of, it smells like literal something you clean the toilet with.
Can I just point out again, none of that is Milo's fault. You bought it.
None of this is their fault.
Just mean, like, the fact that the hoodie's too big really says more about you than him. Do you know what I mean?
Came from Germany. Thought they'd know.
Again, not really an excuse. Like, what are the Germans thinking? What? Sending me that?
Yeah,
but that's the size you asked for. And a fucking German should know.
The German should know the size of a child. I wrote it on. His name was on it.
Did you? Yeah. I mean, to be fair, that wouldn't surprise me. Child size. That's what I want.
Yeah, what size do you want? The size for me son, you fucking idiot. What size do you think?
A Milo-sized one.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Child. Are you? I'm not an adult. What size could it be? You have to send me that. I get there's awful is in the pub I could get into that.
Yeah.
You know, and honestly, it really, it's got a picture of a turnip on it. And it actually smells like rotten vegetables or something. It's really weird.
Yeah.
I'm not cut out for
this. It's probably a good idea. There's no real spoiler alert with this. Because in fairness, if Milo...
They don't know.
If Milo was able to interpret it, he would be saying, well, I'm not taking that anyway.
Yeah, I'm not taking the smell of
you
shit.
You can send that oversized turnip smelling thing back
smelly
to...
smelly German turnip top thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Just like to disassociate ourselves from any offence caused to either the German community, turnip community,
or
people who are oversized.
Or morons who can't take offence because they don't know what's happening.
They're not even aware we're offending
them.
You're not
even, and you're not stupid, you just haven't learned yet. It's not your fault.
There's a complaint we've never had, and we've had many. But there's one we haven't had so far.
The moron community.
Excuse me, I take offence there, and I am a moron. I know I'm a moron, and I don't appreciate the way the lad's talking about me.
There's nothing wrong with being a moron. There is.
It's moronic.
It's moronic. You grow out of it. You're supposed to grow out of it.
Yeah.
You know, that's
I can't wait for that to be the complaint. Excuse me, I've been a moron all my life.
Yeah,
and there's just no need for you to be so disparaging about
it. Stop it, will you? Calm down. Some of us like being morons. You know, some of us love, like, just kind of walking around like bewildered buffoons.
Yeah.
Not understanding our surroundings.
Some of us have made careers out of it.
Yeah, well, but isn't that the truth? Okay, I sort of turns out I might be chair of the moron community.
So, it's you're going to have to bring the oversized vegetable-smelling item with you to America.
And isn't this the nonsense of it all?
I hope to God the sniffer dogs.
Only to take it back.
I hope the sniffer dogs get you though in the airport.
Mad, save me here.
Sniffer dogs going mad at you. Sir, could you stand to the side?
Yeah,
no, you won't understand. No, trust me, it's not drugs
or
anything.
It's not drugs, I swear.
No, just we'll be the judge of that.
What is it? It's a turnip top for a moron. Excuse me.
I'm sorry, what? Yeah, look, it's a long story. I was trying to get something for my son to wear.
I'm not going into
and
it.
I've ended up with an oversized turnip top for a moron.
Yeah,
I don't know what to
I
tell you.
I don't know what happened either. I can't understand German. Yeah. It was on the site. It was on the site. What do you want me to do?
Are you saying you're from a German organization? No, that's not what I'm
saying. I'm doing my fucking best and it's not working. Now, am I allowed to go to America or not?
Because if I'm not, trust me,
because,
I'm not, I'm okay with that.
Because trust me, if I can't go to America, nobody suffers. You know, they'll probably be delighted not to see me as well, to be quite honest.
Wow, that'd be amazing. I'd love to see that. Yeah, sorry, you're going to have to come into this room with us, sir. The sniffer dogs have gone wild.
Yeah, there's something wrong with that dog. That's what there used to be a fella used to talk about that. If you ever wanted to sneak drugs into an airport, you just put them up your dog's arse. Because it's totally normal then when the other dog goes and sniffs them.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, is it? Yeah.
Well observed.
Mind you, you
man.
Have to try to come up with a pretty good reason to have a dog full of drugs on the plane.
The other thing is, I just realised you'll be, I mean, because you're notoriously very good, that's one way of expressing it, at packing.
I am very
Some would say very scant, But you know what I mean? Yeah, you're like, you do manage to hone it down to the essentials.
It is killing me that I have to check in a suitcase. Because I haven't done that in I don't know how many years since I've checked in. Years since I've checked in a suitcase.
So this is all the accoutrement of parenthood, is it?
Yeah, so basically it'll still be me. Everything I need will be in my pockets. Right? So that'll be the normal. Jocks on the left pocket, socks on the right pocket, right?
I love the way you have them coordinated and everything like that.
Well, yeah, because it's like...
Oh, no, I'm after making a mistake. I'm after putting my jocks in my left pocket.
I'm after double jocking the pockets. I've no socks. I'm after double jocking. Can't believe it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have
that
to
would actually
system.
Be the worst. Double jocking it would be worse. Double socking it, you could get away. You could, like, pull one
socking.
Over the member. And that would, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you just put a sock in your flute and go on. Be all right. You can get away with that. Run one down the crack of your arse like a pair of strange knickers.
There's me thinking that the vegetable smelling top was where we hit a low point.
But anyway, imagine me and Kelly getting dealt with, and she's there going, "Are you wearing strange knickers?" No. Shoved the sock down the crack of my arse, so would it feel like underpants?
Yeah.
Stop making it sound like I'm a weirdo.
Yeah. Stop trying to spoil the mood. Yeah,
come on, just pretend they're strange niggers.
But anyway, so all your clothes will be almost on you.
Yeah, bar what I... Yeah, the only thing I would ever put in the bag, which would be a bag I'd carry with me, would be like two T-shirts, one pair of spare jeans and an extra hoodie in case I spill food on myself over the 2 weeks. That's all I'd need. And the toothbrush and whatever.
Right.
But now I have to pack a whole suitcase... full of presents and stuff that I'll need to take home. So, for instance, this fucking top has now been in Germany, Ireland, will be in Boston, and then back to Ireland again.
Yeah.
And it still won't fit.
By the time it gets back.
I'm just carrying the smell around the world. Around the world, I'm just carrying the smell.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
That is that's
Happy kind of, Christmas. You know?
When you put it like that, the fact that you're just going to basically transport... Like, that's...
Yeah,
like,
just taking stuff for a flight.
Yeah, you're taking stuff over in order to take it back.
Yeah, and just probably with a load of carousel that I wouldn't have to do.
Probably with a load of extra stuff as well that you will receive in
God
America.
God knows what she's collecting over there.
You'll end up coming back in a shipping container. That's what you'll end up
with. Oh, yeah, I'll be on a boat, the long boat. Coming back. There's no room for you on the seat. It's a fillet full of shit. God knows, she's got cousins and brother and sister and I can only imagine what they're giving her for the kids.
They'll just love it. They'll shower them with gifts.
And
every time somebody gives them another gift, you'll be going, oh, for the love of Jay.
I'll be there putting me cock sock in the bin because there's no room for it. No room for that. We'll have to put everything else in.
Saying to Kelly's dad, listen, can I leave me cock sock here, right? Because I'm literally, my case is at capacity.
Yeah, I'll get me cock sock back in July. We're coming over for the weekend.
Yeah, you don't even have to wash it or whatever. Just leave it
just
there.
Leave
I'll
it
sort
there.
It when I come back.
Honestly, it's less smelly than the fucking top and that's going back in the suitcase. Don't worry, I'll put the strange underpants one in the bin, though. That was a bit rough. Yeah,
that is. It's going to be quite the experience. I mean,
I know.
I mean, the likes of National Lampoon couldn't script this Christmas movie.
I feel like Chevy Chase, Holiday Road. Oh. Imagine how bad I'm going to be when they're running around and screaming and everything.
Yeah, when they're actually doing things that, you know, when they get into their own trouble rather than the trouble they're just currently causing
the trouble
you.
That I'm putting on them. Because like you said, they're not doing anything.
Yeah.
You know, you want to see me trying to get
milk.
Do you realise
that Milo's attitude to your turnip-smelling German wrong-sized top would be, I never feckin' asked you.
I never asked for anything. I don't care. Never cared.
Yeah, I mean, literally, change me, feed me, and leave me alone.
Yeah, when I'm dead, right, I imagine he'll try and get to know me, because I imagine I'm going to die soon the way I'm carrying on. And he'll be listening back to these podcasts and all.
Yeah.
You know, to say, oh, find out what my father was like. And here, and he's going to listen to this and go, jeez, that lad was a fucking idiot. He thought I was a moron.
I mean, he didn't even ask for it.
He didn't even ask for it.
I mean, he literally got a foul-smelling top from Germany.
I was wondering, he'd probably find it in the attic and go, that's the smell in the house the last 15 years.
I thought it was just me dad slowly dying.
I just thought
it was actually the top.
I didn't know if it was me dad's illness or his cock socks, but it turns out it was the top he bought 15 years ago. Oh, yeah.
Wow. What a voyage of discovery lies ahead for them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Thing. It's not exactly... You know why some people die and they find a diary?
Yeah.
My son was born and then as we travelled in, children together, you know. Yeah. I knew at that moment.
He's related to a landed gent from...
As I began my voyage to America to see my family for the first time at Christmas, and here's me, I'm laying cock socks and all, and smell off a Berlin jumper. Can't even live for me lone life, I'm telling you.
I tell you, the beauty of it is the legacy you will leave that child is a fantastic book. I mean, like, I read your book, and brilliant as it is, mad.
Oh, yeah.
By its very nature, mad.
I'm always slagging you.
Feck me, Milo's already got his one written.
I know, yeah. And the thing, I always slagging you. The thing is, Milo's book is about you're going to be dead before me. It's probably the other way around. The preface of the book will be you just going, I just want to say... The poor lad never had a chance. And yeah.
I'll tell you something. What did your father leave you? He left me a legacy of absolute fuckery.
Absolute shit talk. Mountains of it.
Magnificent. Of it, yeah. I think we should have more of it. Anyway, so let's give you a few of the best bits from during the week. We were talking actually on the Christmas thing, we were talking about, as funny enough PJ mentioned, you know, some of the traditions that are falling by the wayside, including apparently Mass.
Mass
is falling by the wayside.
Yes, particularly, and the whole, and not just being at the Mass, but the media around it.
Even watching it on the telly.
Yeah.
Who'd have thunk it, eh? Anyway, so that we had a chat about that. Also, again, and this was not related in any way to PJ travelling to the States at Christmas time, but somehow we ended up talking about plane crashes.
Plane crashes and how... A certain element in society thinks they could avoid it.
Of course they could.
Thinks they could fly a plane even though they've never flown a plane.
Yeah. Extraordinary. Won't be too hard to guess who that particular section of society is. Also, again, something that's very close to my own heart, a little bit of menu anxiety
made it
onto the show. I mean, like, how you're supposed to pick your own food is beyond me.
Kinky, if you know anything about Jim, you know exactly what that story's going to be about.
And also, we found out that PJ's aversion to Christmas is, in fact, a medical condition.
It's a medical condition?
Yeah. It's not just being grinchy and objecting to foul-smelling, oversized tops from Germany. It's a medical condition.
It is a medical condition. And it's one I'll be bringing up very soon with the authorities. Because you can't ignore me anymore. Yeah.
So have a listen, see what you make of that.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
As you know, right, it's not going to come as any great shock to say that my good friend PJ Gallagher is not the world's biggest Christmas fan. And a lot of people over the time that we've known that, they basically every day of... that I've ever known him, he's hated Christmas. But anyway, the over that time, we obviously just assumed that it was like a general grinchiness, grinchy attitude.
Crankiness. I've been accused of all kinds
all
of things.
All sorts. And turns out, no.
Turns out I'm actually a sufferer of a new disorder that has been recognised.
Medical science has finally agreed.
I don't know if medical science has, but my science has agreed with this newspaper. Christmas tree syndrome. Fellow sufferers out there, I want you to be aware that you are not on your own. Solidarity is around the corner. And please text Jim if you're struggling. That's what I do every day. Because that's what I do. It's the only way I know how to fix it. Putting up the Christmas decorations is the most exciting part of Christmas. I'm going to make this like an ad. Yes, it is the most exciting part of Christmas for many. But for others, the hidden sufferers during Christmas, there are certain symptoms that should be a sign that you are allergic to your festoons, allergic to your baubles. Some people, they get Christmas tree syndrome.
And
it's important to look out for your friends and family that have it.
You could be allergic to your own baubles.
You can be allergic to your own baubles.
Not necessarily somebody else's baubles.
Anybody's baubles.
Could trigger you.
Yeah, you could break out in a case of festive fur syndrome. Head of clinical services, I'm not even going to say where he's from. He's an optician, it doesn't matter. And they say you can get sore.
He's an optician making...
Yes, he is an optician. Yes, he is an optician making these claims. Yes, Jim. Yes.
Before
you try and discredit the person.
He's a medical professional, I'll take that.
Yes, he is a medical professional who has made these claims.
Right.
Says you can suffer from coughing and sneezing, even asthma attacks. Sore and itchy eyes, coincidentally, with him being an optician.
Mm.
He thinks he might be able to help you. He was talking to the Express and says that, runny nose and discomfort and These allergies, they can be caused by the mould growth and pollen that happens when you bring a ridiculous outdoor feature such as a tree indoors.
So hang on a second.
Christmas tree syndrome and then what's on the baubles can accumulate dust and stuff like this and... You know.
So this is a very practical thing. It's not just an allergy to all things jingly jangly and Christmas related. There's actual. It's the substances, the dust, the pollen, the various other.
Yeah, it can trigger respiratory allergens, is what it says.
Wow, you're going to embrace this wholeheartedly.
I think my respiratory allergens are triggered. Yes,
you're literally sitting shoulder to shoulder
with a stupid
with the Christmas tree in the Radio Nova studio. Like your shoulder, it's touching off you.
And now let's be honest.
To be fair to you. You haven't sneezed, your eyes haven't run.
I'm affected in a different way.
Oh, are you?
As I'm sure this optician will confirm, me being this close to a Christmas tree, when I suffer from Christmas tree syndrome, it affects my mental health as well. I think I may have to make a complaint.
Of course it does.
I think it does.
Affects you. Of course it does.
Of course it does. Yeah. Now I'm living in fear and anxiety of having a runny nose, and I think that's an effect on my mental health. And I think it's time I brought that up with the powers that be at Radio Nova.
That should be quite the conversation with the non-existent HR department. That should be very interesting.
I think I'm going to ask the man. We have a meeting today. I'm going to bring it up. My mental health is affected by the Christmas tree and has to go. Has to go. I'm sorry. I'm living in fear of a runny nose. An optician said it. I've been texting Jim about it for years. And my mental health has been ignored in the workplace. That's what I'm going to say.
Wow. I feel it.
And they'll have to take it seriously. Because it's all the rage, Jim.
It's all the rage.
You have to take it seriously.
Yeah. An optician said it to the Daily Mail or somebody.
Yeah, I'll make a public statement. An optician warned my mental health was about to suffer again. And it was ignored. It was ignored.
Wow. Oh my God.
Is there anything an optician doesn't know? I don't think so.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
The secret to happiness is something that, you know, well, I mean, it evades most of us, I suppose.
Well,
we believe it does.
We believe it does, but we have it cracked now. Dave Bootner, he's...
Dave what?
Bootner.
Bootner.
Bootner, yeah, that's his name. Dave Bootner. He's an author and he's a National Geographic fella that's made a career out of studying the world's longest living people. So he's made a whole career out of it. He coined that term, the Blue Zone. Have you seen that show on Netflix at all? No. Where the people it's those regions in the world where people live the longest.
Right.
And he studied them, their happiness, how they, you know, feed themselves, all of those things. And he's come up with the 8 rules, or the 8 habits, I should say, of happiness. The 8 habits of happiness.
Right.
That'll prolong your life and put a smile on your face.
Okay. So we're assuming that living long is
well, what? No, that's just... No, excuse me. You're deciding to say some different things. He has... That's one of his particular areas of research.
Oh, so this is separate to that.
So, he did it all at the same time.
Okay.
You know the way you can feel frustration and anger at me at the same time? It's something...
They can coexist.
But you have 2 different, you know.
Okay.
Very much like that.
So tell me the first habit of happiness.
Sleep for at least 8 hours every single night. No problem.
Great. Well, look at that. That's amazing. You had to start with that one. Literally, you had to rule me out at the very start of the conversation. Incredible that. That's passive aggressive, that is.
Do you know something?
I'm going to tell Jim straight off the bat, you have no hope of happiness. Here's rule habit number 1, you're gone.
Do you know something? I think Jim's onto something here. Let's use these as a sort of sign of comparison to see how happy Jim McCabe is.
Right.
So there we go.
8 hours every
night. Sleep at least 8 hours. Yeah, the happiest people in the world do. If you're sleeping 6 hours, you will be, only 6 hours, you will be about 30% less happy than people who sleep a proper night. So there we go. 30% off Jim McCabe's happiness index right there. Number 2, eat a plant-based breakfast. So, again, I think we can rule this out. Not only does Jim... Well, in fairness, Jim does have a plant-based breakfast. Well, not meat. He just inhales air until about 1 o'clock in the day.
Well, I don't know. So, I mean, coffee. I have coffee.
You have
That's
coffee,
plant-based.
Yeah. True.
I'm,
not exactly
I'm clutching
what I think
at
he's
straws.
Getting at
yeah,
here.
Yeah, clutching at straws.
I'm going to rule you out of that, too. That's another 30%.
Of course, yeah.
Socialise. Make sure that every day you have coffee with a friend. You do.
Well,
me.
That's, yeah, yeah.
Me, I'm right here.
Exactly.
We have coffee every day.
So I've got one in the bag.
Yeah, so there you go. So you've one in the bag. Number 4. What should fall off a cliff now? Volunteer. Worldwide, statistically speaking, volunteers are the happiest people. They're much more happy than non-volunteers.
Now, does it count if you're volunteered?
No, I don't think it does.
If people say to you, come here, you'll do that thing for us, won't you?
Yeah, and you kind of I don't think that does. Yeah. No, that just makes you feel hard done by.
You'll do, you know, the thing.
In fairness, there's...
That you've done. Yeah, you'll do it again. Yeah.
Yeah. And
does that count?
And just to back what Jim is saying here, before you all get in and say, doesn't he look after PJ every day out of the goodness of his heart? He doesn't. He wouldn't do that either if he didn't have to.
Actually, yeah.
You know.
Because that's literally what I was talking about. I walk in every morning, Clint goes, you'll do that thing again today, won't you? What? Looking after PJ and all. Yeah, okay.
And oh, Jay, but yeah, you want to see his heart drops every morning. Every day when he sees me come in, he just goes, oh. Oh, God.
Not true.
Yeah.
Not true at all.
Number five, nap. So as long as having an 8 hour sleep, you need to nap as well. You're
again,
a napper, though.
I am a napper. Yeah. Now, again, not with the intention, not the way, like Clint's, he's Olympic standard napper, right?
Yeah.
He can, like, he'll do naps based on, to the half minute,
I'll
be having a 17 and a half minute nap at precisely 23 minutes past three this afternoon.
Then he just walks into a corner and does it standing up. And
it's kind of a recharge. It's like a plug-in thing for him.
Clint can have his lunch in the shower while having a nap.
Yeah.
And then just be
multitasking at its finest.
It's unbelievable, yeah.
Whereas I just tend to kind of like, tiredness overwhelms me and my head falls on the couch.
The weight of life bears down on Jim so much that it makes him, renders him unconscious for 20 minute intervals.
Yeah. That's weird because I've had days where I've napped multiple times in the day unintentionally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But literally, kind of.
It's basically
just after lunch.
Yeah.
Just after dinner, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. When he has something to eat, he gets so stressed out thinking about it that he actually passes out. He falls unconscious. Work part time if you can. Well, I have this one linked.
Oh my God. That'd be amazing.
Work part time. Yeah, the less you work, the happier and healthier you are. That's the second story that's been verified in today.
Maybe we should do alternate days.
Yeah.
Clint has gone. Look, he's lit up there. We could be onto something here. You know.
But it wouldn't work.
Could
there'd
be a
the
Monday,
days that you're on the radio and the days that there's just no radio.
That's not true.
It is.
You'd be well able for it.
I'd be behind the buttons. Hello? Hello? Why is nobody texting? Clint? Clint, can you wake up, please? Clint, I know you can hear me. You're standing in the corner.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
By the way, while I think of it, actually, I have to say hi to all the gang in Roundwood Pharmacy, right? I went in there yesterday, lovely bunch, went in there yesterday, got me flu jab.
Oh, look at that.
Got me flu jab. So thank you to the lovely people around with Pharmacy. They listened to the show. I didn't know they listened to the show, but they do.
And how long did they give you?
What? What do you mean? It was a flu jab.
Oh, right. Yeah. They didn't, yeah.
Because now I'm bulletproof, buddy.
Bulletproof?
Yeah. I could literally do anything.
You can do anything. You can do it. There you go. You heard it from the man himself. He can do anything. Most men, it seems, think they can do anything. Just over half of men. Again, this has come up. You know the way we've all seen the movie? In fact, we've seen, there's been this same movie has been made loads of times in different iterations. There's a plane in the air. It hits trouble. Is it turbulence? No, it's an engine on fire. Oh, dear God, everyone's going to die. So then the pilot is, maybe he's had a heart attack or something, you know?
Yeah.
And the air stewards, they run out and go, does anybody here know how to fly a plane? And nobody does. But one man, brave enough.
Yeah.
To take it on regardless, says, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll speak to flight traffic control.
I used to fly model planes when I was a child.
Yeah, exactly. I made paper planes when I was in school. And so he does it and he sits there and he lands the plane and everybody survives, right? In real life, can that be done? Well, we don't really know. But we do know this. Well, of course we know. It can't be done. There's no survivors, right? But most men, when asked, more than half.
Merry Christmas. Anyway.
More than half have said, oh, yeah, I could do that, yeah.
Of course they did.
Only 20% of women said they could maybe pull it off.
Yeah, because women are sensible.
Well, more than half of men said, yeah, no problem. Yeah, of course, why not? If he tells me what to do, like, I have all the controls and everything. Yeah, no problem. Now, these are lads now who probably can't send emails or something.
Yeah.
The same fellas who look at a remote control and go, we can't. Yeah. Where is teletext? You're like, oh my God.
Lads who can't use online banking and everything.
Yeah.
You know those lads.
Exactly, yeah. Lads like myself, basically. You know, whereas women basically said, I've never flown a plane, so could I do that under pressure? No.
Because women apply a bit of logic. Exactly that.
Yeah.
I don't have any particular training in it. You know, it's a very stressful situation. Really, the odds are very minimal, to say the least.
There's someone better for the job.
But a bloke?
Bloke. No problem.
Well, I mean, how hard can it be?
Just a plane. They say it's easier. It's less dangerous than driving a car.
Yeah. You know? I mean, come on. They say it's the safest form of travel.
Yeah. Not when you're flying, Auntie. You know, Auntie, Angie, whatever. Pick a name. Yeah, not when you're flying. It's amazing. This harks back to, do you remember when we were talking about men and their belief in themselves and how confident some men are with no
but it's misplaced.
Right to be that confident.
Yeah, totally misplaced.
And there was one fella that said he reckoned with a bit of training, he said, if you gave him, not today or tomorrow, but if you gave him 3 months and he had a bit of training, went to the gym and that he could beat a bear in a fist fight, he said.
A bear.
Oh, yeah, no, not now today, but I'd train, you know, I'd beat him. Yeah, I'd say I'd beat him.
Yeah.
There's another fella says he could probably take down a lion if he was old enough. And it was like...
By the way, you're getting an insight now into the kind of conversations that men have between themselves. You know what I mean?
This is it, yeah.
If you're ever thinking, what's he thinking about there now? That's what he's thinking
about. That's normally what it is.
I say with a bit of training, I could take a bear.
Yeah. How long would it take you to take me to run around the moon and all? That's something fellas would be thinking. Do you know?
Wow.
Your wife looking at you going, he's definitely thinking about someone else. He's seeing someone else. He's doing.
Yeah,
he's thinking, going, I'd say if you trained for and you had oxygen on your back, you could probably run around the moon in a day. You know, these are the
misplaced
things.
Confidence.
The misplaced
self-belief.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? And it's gas.
You'd love to see that conversation, though, on a plane. Well, actually, no, you probably wouldn't want to be in that situation. But I'm just saying, the idea that they're, you know, husband and wife team or whatever would be on their way to the holidays. Tragedy strikes, you know, the pilot passes out and he upstands Anto. I'll do it.
Yeah,
but no, sit down, you. You can't, my God almighty.
Sit down, you.
You can't even use the lawnmower. Sit down, you big aegis.
You broke your arm.
I'll do it. I tell you, I could do that. I was just saying it to the lads the other day.
You fell off the bed putting on your slip-ons this morning.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
It just goes to show that even with something like the simple, humble sausage roll, with that level of variation, that level of choice, I mean, it can lead to, you know, procrastination. You could get, you know, you don't want to make the wrong choice.
Well, isn't this it? And apparently this very problem is a big deal now. Menu anxiety. You know, menu anxiety. People like go to the restaurant and they sit down. It's a growing problem as well. Younger people suffer much more. Much more than even Jim McCabe, who we know is the most indecisive human being on the face of the earth. You know, Jim McCabe sees more than...
Am I? I probably am, am I?
Oh, you see, here you go. There you go. Absolute proof. Yeah. Jim McCabe sees a chicken.
So you're saying young people. Jim, so you're saying I'm back in fashion.
You're back in fashion. You've come back around. Generation Z, they're struggling with menus. They don't know what to order. They get really under pressure when they go to restaurants or cafes to the point that they have to Google the menu beforehand and read it in case they delay people or ask for something that makes them look stupid or... or whatever.
So I'm now like a member of Gen Z.
Jim's the only person I know that if he says, do you want a chicken roll? He goes, oh, geez, chicken or a roll. I don't know what to get. Oh, God, what are you getting? What are you getting?
I am that person. I can't even deny it, actually. I can't even defend myself.
Everywhere you go with Jim, you give him a menu. No matter what it is, he looks at it and goes, yeah, okay, right. What are you getting? What are you getting? What are you getting? Will you order for me? Will you order for me? Because I don't know.
Well, that's true.
I'm going to pronounce volivant, pole vault or something. And it's going to be very embarrassing.
Yeah.
Please. Yeah, yeah.
It's like if I ever go for anything to eat with the lads, like I'm always like, no, you go ahead of me, you go ahead there.
Yeah,
basically,
it's
always, so I can watch how it works. How it works so that I don't get it wrong and, you know, cause like massive
Jim has tailbacks. Jim even gets salad panic. He goes to a salad bar and there's all these different bowls and they go, what would you like in your salad? He starts going, I'll have some of those beans I don't want to pronounce because I'll sound ridiculous.
I remember, to be honest with you, I tell you, this goes way back, right? I remember the first time I ever went to New York. right, and heading over there, I remember thinking, one of the thoughts that came into my head was, I hope I can handle their delis. Because you know the way you on the television you used to see all this kind of like, there'd be, you know, 18 different types of bread and 4 million different types of meat. I'll have the data now. Hold the blood.
Different egg choices.
And all that. And I was thinking, oh my God, I hope
I won't be able to.
Like, I'll be walking in and going, soup and a sandwich.
Soup and a sandwich. They'll be like, what kind of soup, sir? You have soup in the bowl, soup.
Yeah, liquidised
soup. Just a handful, please. If you don't mind.
But you see, now, it's good to know. Young people of Ireland.
It's come back around.
The worm has turned. It is I who is down with the kids.
Isn't it gas? Yeah. It really makes me laugh.
You see, we struggle because we care, PJ. That's the thing I think we can say about Gen Z and me. It's because we care about other people that we end up with this. As somebody has just WhatsApped in, analysis paralysis.
Analysis paralysis. That's what it is. It's nothing to do with other people. See, I'm trying to get out of this one as well. It's literally he's afraid of feeling bad about himself. Or Jim's thing is, I'll say something and I'll embarrass the waitress and all Jim gets. What if they don't know what I mean? And I ruin their day. See, they won't ruin their day. They literally serve food to everybody.
Hey, if Gen Z, you know, if this is happening to them, then it's a thing, right? You can't just slag me. It's a thing.
But do you get then food envy? Do you get that as well? Where you like, this is actually,
ordered
what am I doing
thing.
Asking him? I know he does. Where two plates come down and I'd have one plate and he'd have another and he'd look at it and go, I knew I'd get the wrong thing. Typical of me to get fish when they do a burger that good. Oh, gee.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Right, there you go, folks. Some of the best bits from during the week. So, I mean, after the conversation we had earlier on this podcast, I'm sure everybody's looking forward to hearing the official Christmas edition of the podcast.
Yeah, can't they? Oh, yeah. It's so joyous, I mean, isn't
it? In fairness, like, you've given it quite the hard sell there at the start of this one.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I can't wait, yeah. I can't wait. Oh, it's going to be absolutely joyous. Wonderful.
Will you make it? Will you last that long?
I truly
will
am.
Will the burden of Christmas weigh you down?
Yeah.
Break you finally.
Isn't that it, yeah? When you look at everybody around it, they are like the perfect Christmas stockings hanging around. I am the cocksock of Christmas, you know. Like, I really am. Stick a Toblerone in a cocksock. That's me. That's me. Happy fucking Christmas.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.